Welcome back, adventurer. Well, it would seem out there that the night is rather quiet. But the Tarot Tavern waits as it always does. Tonight, the air smells of ancient parchment and sacred smoke. We've drawn a card of tradition, a card of knowledge, a card of sacred rites, a card that is cloaked in robes and in silence, carrying centuries in every breath. Tonight, we travel far to make audience with the Hierophant. Let me tell you of the time I wandered into the chapel on the hill, not to pray, but to learn. It was raining when I arrived at the stone steps of that monastery. Not a harsh storm, but a quiet, persistent drizzle that made the world feel slow and sacred. I had come seeking answers about a curse or a sign or perhaps an answer of myself. I wasn't even sure anymore. When I knocked on that large, ornate door, a hooded figure opened it and asked, "What is your question?" Before I could even say anything, I don't know, I admitted. He stepped aside. "Then come in. Questions take time." And I stepped past him, in through that doorway, into a place I had never thought I would find myself. Inside, the walls were lined with books that were older than memory, candles that never seemed to burn low, and scrolls inked in a dozen different languages. There were many people inside, but no one rushed. No one shouted. Everything moved with a rhythm older than the land. After sitting with this hooded figure, I realized something. He taught not by giving me the answers that I was seeking, but by teaching me how to find them for myself. Wisdom is not a flame to be passed, but a fire to be kindled in your own hearth. Those words resonated with me, and I was given the invitation to stay, to learn, to find my questions, and to earn my answers. In the mornings, we spent several hours meditating. In the afternoons, we debated the knowledge that we had. In the evenings, we sang songs with no known origin, only that they were always sung. Before I knew it, I had stayed in this monastery for 3 weeks. And when I decided it was time to leave, I left with more questions than when I had arrived. But I also carried this knowledge with me to find what it was that I was seeking. The Hierophant is the keeper of sacred tradition, of spiritual guidance, and ancient systems of knowledge. He represents institutions, religion, schools, orders, philosophies. But at his core, the Hierophant isn't about rules. He's about meaning. The kind of meaning we discover when we connect to something that's larger than ourselves. This card invites you to become either a student or a teacher, to seek out knowledge and to give knowledge, not for power, but for understanding. He reminds us of the value of community, of ritual, of learning from those who came before. Not to bind ourselves to the past, but to find a foundation strong enough to stand on. The Hierophant asks, what traditions do you follow? Which of those traditions serve you? And which ones must be questioned? In a reading, the Hierophant can indicate a time to seek guidance, either from a mentor, a counselor, a spiritual guide, or even a trusted book. It can suggest joining a group, going to a school, or learning a new tradition. Or perhaps reconnecting with the rituals that bring you peace. Whether it's as simple as lighting a candle, walking a labyrinth, or repeating a prayer that you half remember. This card often appears when you're searching for meaning or purpose. It reminds you that you're not the first to feel this way. Others have walked this path. Allow them to teach you. Sometimes the Hierophant also points to conformity or pressure to follow a specific path that doesn't feel true. And if you feel that that's the case, examine why. Are you being called to trust tradition or to challenge it? I once believed that freedom meant abandoning all tradition. That to be true to myself, I had to carve a path untouched by anyone who came before. But that chapel taught me otherwise. Tradition isn't a cage. It's a trail marker. It says, someone came this way, and someone survived. I still sing the morning chants when I'm lost. I still light a candle on the solstice nights. Not because I must, but because it reminds me that I'm a part of something older, something wiser. You don't have to believe everything that came before you. But sometimes, You need to sit quietly with it. Let the weight of time settle around you. Listen. And when you rise again, ask yourself, what wisdom will you pass on? Next time, adventurer, the card turns, and with it, so does the lesson. What happens when tradition stifles instead of strengthens? When the teacher forgets how to listen? Join me next time as we revisit with the Hierophant, but this time, reversed.
Until we meet again, adventurer, the Tarot Tavern is always waiting, where stories are etched in the cards and wisdom flows like mead from the tap. The journey doesn't end here. It's only just begun. Come back soon. Your next chapter awaits.
Hey there, adventurer. Jared here, your resident tarot bard. Now, before you go wandering off into the night, I just want to give you a big thanks for joining me here at the Tarot Tavern. Every tale I spin, every card I read, well, I do it all here, just me, tending to this tavern. So when you share the show, you leave kind words, or you simply keep coming back, that is the magic that keeps it alive more than you know. Now, if you would like to toss a coin to the bard, I have set up a Patreon at patreon.com/thetarotbard. That's TheTarotBard. Now, Patreons do get early access for each episode, and they're always ad-free. That's right, you can listen to each episode before it's released to the wider realm. And there's also a couple other magical perks along the way. Your support is going to help keep the lanterns lit, the cards shuffle, and the stories flowing, one episode at a time. You can find the link to the Patreon in the show notes. And even if you can't spare a coin, just knowing that you're out there listening and maybe even sharing this journey, even that makes it worthwhile. But until the next time we meet, may your path be clear. May your heart be steady, and may your next pull be exactly what you need.